Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News Government Shutdown Watch. I'm Michelle Franzen. After hours of wrangling to carve out an alternative spending bill to extend funding, House Speaker Mike Johnson now says there is a new deal.
We have a unified Republican conference. There is a unanimous agreement in the room that we need to move forward.
The original bipartisan deal scrapped after Elon Musk and President-elect Trump came out against it, Trump demanding lawmakers raise the debt limit. If a shutdown occurs at midnight, ABC's Mary Alice Parks says the impact would be felt immediately.
We're talking about over 3 million federal workers that can miss a paycheck as soon as January 3rd. Active duty military families, military members and their families that could miss a paycheck over the holiday season. Now, we know that about 13,000 air traffic controllers during this busy holiday season could be asked to work without pay.
No timing on a vote. If it passes the House, it then goes to the Senate, and President Biden still has to sign it. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tomorrow, Saturday the 21st, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., the Phillips Children's Museum is hosting their Party with Santa. There will be fun, games, music, food, and of course, what might be your last chance to visit Santa before Christmas. Once again, this is happening Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. One of the lesser-known winter holidays begins this weekend. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Yule, or the winter solstice, starts at 3:20 a.m. Saturday, December 21st. It marks the longest night and the shortest day of the year. For some, it's cause for celebration as a holiday. Reverend Selena Fox is the senior minister of Circle Sanctuary Spirituality Church near Barneveld.
We're part of a legacy that goes across time around the world. Humankind has been observing winter solstice for thousands of years. So to keep alive that tradition and to recognize we're part of that continuity of having happy holidays include good Yule and happy winter solstice.
Fox said Yuletide celebrations continue through New Year's Day as the celebration of the solar new year coincides with the calendar new year.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning the NBA Cup, the Milwaukee Bucks are on the road tonight against the team with the best record in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bucks are 14-11 after the break. The Cavaliers in first place at 23-4. Three former Bucks players named nominees to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Marcus Johnson, Terry Cummings, and John McLaughlin, and Coach Doc Rivers also named a nominee. College basketball, the Badgers go back to work this weekend at the Kohl Center. They will host a Horizon League team, the Detroit Mercy Titans, at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. NFL, Packers practicing in the snow. There's a chance for some flurries Monday night when they host the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs says he likes games in the snow.
I like the game just because, you know, cold games, snow games, because defenders don't really want to hit. It kind of make them make decisions. You got to kind of make a business decision at times, and it's easier for me because I'm going to make you have to make that decision.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers practiced outdoors in the snow on Thursday, and as you'd expect, some players love the elements, like Josh Jacobs.
I had fun at practice today. It was actually my first time ever really playing or practicing on snow, literally, probably in my life. So it was fun today.
And others just tolerate it, like Christian Watson.
Yeah, I mean, when you're standing and still for a little bit too long, you think in your head, oh, this kind of sucks. But I mean, when you're out there playing ball, it's definitely fun. Just don't stand around too long.
You may have heard Xavier McKinney chime in the background. Let's just say he's tolerating things. And then there's Kingsley Ingabari. He enjoyed it too and had some fun with it.
Like kids in the snow, making snow angels and snowmen and stuff like that. So we really didn't practice much. That's all we did today.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Like it or not, the Saints can't duplicate what the Packers went through yesterday, and that's advantage to Matt LaFleur and the Packers.
We're going
to
play a game Monday night. Last I told, it could be like this. So why not get game-like conditions in practice and kind of get a feel for how you have to move on that grass, because there's a little bit more snow than I anticipated, but it was all good.
I'm Bill Scott, Packers-Saints preview from Titletown on Monday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Bright and beautiful, with the sunlight making the fresh snow sparkle. High temperatures today only tap the teens and slide sub-zero overnight. This means tomorrow it'll be a chilly one with highs remaining in the teens. A few more clouds filter in for Sunday, but we stay dry all weekend long.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 18 degrees at our studios. 98Q Country.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me.
Travis Tritt here on 98Q Country, and Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q Country studios. That was Take It Easy, and that is exactly what I'm doing today. How did I get to make the same joke twice an hour? Earlier in the 2 o'clock hour, I mentioned that we'd be very chill today, Friday going into the Christmas season, or the week of Christmas, if you will. I've still got five in a row to start the hour. Excuse me. We've got more than five country songs an hour for you, I assure you. In fact, I've got five right now to start the hour, and then we'll ask the big question we tackle each day, what's today all about? I've got four answers for you about that here on 98Q Country. One of them's predictable, three of them kind of weird. First, though, here's Blake Shelton, I'll Name the Dogs, on WCQN.
Girl, it's high time, I tell you, no more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you and me with the same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a how feel thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. Guitar, sang you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I name the dogs. truck in the grass. I'll put a little swing on the front porch if you put a little tea in my glass. Watch the sunset from a gravel road. Kiss me in the kitchen on your tippy toes. Still loving on you when the rooster crows. Watching way more than the garden. I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the pain, I'll pick a guitar. Sing you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I name the dogs. Yeah, I name the dogs. You name the babies and I name the dogs.
Hi, this is Joel Karnick, your morning guy here. Just want to take a moment to wish you and your family a blessed Christmas and the happiest of New Year's. From my son Blake, my wife Shana, and myself, Merry Christmas.
I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, the plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. Got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as the summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa when I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play.
harbor by the lake. Put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a bonfire. Keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work card. So the ones pushing that needle in the red into diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for you. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing.
From 98Q Country. I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy holiday season from all of us here at 98Q Country and from Civic Media.
It's Christmas time. I see the lines of people everywhere trying to pick out gifts that show how much they care. It makes me wish that I could see my friends on Christmas Day and fill my list with lots of gifts. But I can only say, here comes a Merry Christmas straight to you. I hope it cheers you up when you are down and feeling blue. Right or wrong, I'll sing my song, and you will know just who sings a Merry Christmas straight to you. Christmas card, a tree that's start and gifts that make you grin. I'd like to share this song with everyone who came our way. Without a doubt, the fire's not out, it burns for you today. So here's a Merry Christmas straight to you. I hope it cheers you up when you are down and feeling blue. You've been so kind, you've crossed my mind, and nothing less will do. Here's a Merry Christmas straight to you. Here comes a Merry Christmas, and to all who might have missed us, a very Merry Christmas straight to you.
As you could probably guess, that was George Strait. Merry Christmas straight to you here on 98Q Country to finish off five in a row. That Christmas song from Warga Auto and Truck Center of Phillips. Here we are tackling the big question that I answer every day, and I'm qualified to because there's a different answer every day. And I don't actually pick them. I just ignore the ones I don't want to talk about and share with you the unofficial holidays, dedications, designations, and all the weird stuff that people kind of claim about a given day. Today, for example, is Sangria Day, the drink. Usually red wine with some chopped fruit in it. It might have other stuff, though, often other sweeteners. Funny thing is, in the EU, only Spain and Portugal are allowed to call a product Sangria. Because in the EU, they're very particular about things like champagne has to be from the Champagne region. Certain types of cheese have to be. They're very particular about that to protect the trade rights of certain areas. Otherwise, if France made a lot of cheese, they could undo all of Italy's Pecorino, for example. You know, you've got to protect the individuality and the claim to those kinds of products. So only Spain and Portugal can call a product actually sangria. They have to make it in those countries. The funny thing, though, is locals don't drink it. Some do, and some drink it quite a bit, but sangria is by far more popular with tourists than the locals. Ugly Sweater Day today. This one definitely making sense. Probably several such parties out there even just today. It's also Cathode Ray Tube Day. Curveball in from left field. You didn't see this one coming. Just honoring a random transformative piece of technology. Both audio and visual worlds of tech have been highly influenced by the cathode ray tube. Google about it. And if it sounds like it would bore you, don't Google about it. You'd be correct. Finally, it's Go Caroling Day. Another total gimme, but hey, what better day? Friday, the weekend before Christmas. That might, I mean, I could see the argument for that being the perfect day to pick to go caroling. That's what today's all about. We answer that question every day because, like I said, the answer is different every day. And because I editorialize it, I ignore the ones I don't want to talk about anyway. So, shoot, I could do it twice in one day and not even tell you the same stuff. Gotta love 98Q Country, right? I'll reward you with some real country music coming up next and a check of the weather from the Civic Media team. Then later this hour, we'll take a peek at this day in history, and it's five different movie releases. Thankfully, there's not some super interesting, as they say, it's a curse. May you live in interesting times. We don't have anything super interesting to go over in that it's relevant to your daily life, but four movies and one little tidbit. And one of these movies you'll probably be watching within the next week. Find out what exactly I'm talking about after four more country songs. Montgomery Gentry's up next on 98Q.
98Q Country. Country.
Are you a meat lover? Make Lena's Northern Pines your dinner destination. We now have porterhouse steaks nightly, including soup and salad bar, or enjoy our prime rib and smoked pork buffet on Saturday.
Phillips Service Center in Phillips, Wisconsin reflects three generations of dedicated service to the community. Offering dependable vehicle repairs, quality tires, and expert maintenance, the team takes pride in helping drivers stay confident and worry-free wherever the road takes them. As a family-owned business, Phillips Service Center values the trust and loyalty of its customers and looks forward to serving the community for years to come. Phillips Service Center wishes everyone a joyful Christmas and a new year filled with happiness and safe journeys.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
See website for details. Millsap is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Must be 18 years old, not available in all states.
Honey, the credit card bill came and we're maxed out.
Great! Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by for a few weeks.
We should do what my brother did. He went to BillsHappen.com and got $3,000 the next day.
With our bad credit, I don't think so.
BillsHappen.com is different. They are one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with all credit types get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope, my brother said it was easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan for up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account the next day. BillsHappen's lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history.
Great news! I went to BillsHappen.com, and we will have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast!
If you need extra cash, go to BillsHappen.com. That's BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Bright and beautiful, with the sunlight making the fresh snow sparkle. High temperatures today only tap the teens and slide sub-zero overnight. This means tomorrow it'll be a chilly one with highs remaining in the teens. A few more clouds filter in for Sunday, but we stay dry all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 18 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country.
Rolling the bar, me and my crew, their little plan. Get me over you. They hooking me up, yeah. Buying me drinks with a thousand girls. There's just one thing. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone. Even though I know you're gone, I look around for someone new. But I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me. Stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of a midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Don't know what you did, but you done it good. You don't know how bad that I wish I could. Delete you from my phone, find a girl and take her home. But there's just one thing wrong. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone. Even though I know you're gone, I look around for someone new. But I see you jumping up there. up like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck by the light of the midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Baby, I see you. Baby, I see you.
That was Luke Bryan here on WCQM with I See You, and I goofed. I promised you some Montgomery Gentry. I was looking ahead in the list of what was upcoming. That was Luke Bryan, not Montgomery Gentry, but guess who's coming up next? Four more in a row, and then we'll dive into this day in history. Four movies, one of them you're probably going to watch in the next week or so, and one little tidbit of history, a piece of history that you might remember or remember hearing about if it wasn't your generation. It's still something you probably heard talked about in your age. Coming up next on 98Q Country.
The Christmas season is here. Hi, I'm Darla Isham from 98Q Country. From my family to your family, may your holidays be the brightest and your new year full of hope. Have safe travels as you get out and enjoy our beautiful winter wonderland. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone,
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 gone.
On the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, as I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah.
She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. Well, she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jackass pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jackass pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jackass pouring. Now she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
You better take it from me. That boy is like a disease. You're running, you're trying, you're trying to hide, and you're wondering why you can't get free. He's like a curse, he's like a drug. You get addicted to his love. You wanna get out, but he's holding you down, 'cause you can't live without one more touch. He's a good. Shame.
This is Brianna from the 98Q Country radio station, wishing everyone a happy and safe holiday season.
Pretty paper is playing on the jukebox, and mistletoe is hanging above the bar. I want to thank you for this broken heart that I've got. Merry Christmas, girl, wherever in the world you are.
Alan Jackson here on 98Q Country with Honky Tonk Christmas, finishing off that 5 in a row as well. This Christmas song brought to you by Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving the Northwoods since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland. We're taking a brief look back at this day in history, and I will say I immediately noticed that there's a lot of movie releases. Of course, with Christmas movies being a genre all of their own, it's only appropriate that you provide a little space between that movie's release and Christmas while still keeping it as close to Christmas as possible. You want to hit that sweet spot where people don't already have plans, but still are in that Christmas mood. Therefore, you get people at your movie. Both of those factors work towards the same goal. 1946. Some of you will recognize that year and immediately identify it as the year that one of the most popular Christmas movies in the United States premiered. It's a Wonderful Life. It's just shy of 80 years old this year, 78 this year. It's a Wonderful Life premiere December 20th of 1946. Turn the dial ahead about a dozen years or so, 1957. So not quite a dozen, but you get me. Elvis received his draft notice, which of course immediately became national news. 1974. Godfather Part 2. It received the Academy Award for Best Picture the following year, but it was released on December 20th of 1974. Two more here for you. 1996, far more recent, might feel just like yesterday to a lot of us. Horror classic Scream released. Speaking of, and this is entirely unrelated, but I can't resist mentioning it, I recently found out that the painting Scream, with that kind of terrifying face with the hands on its cheeks, it's hearing a scream. It's not this terrifying creature screaming. It's a painting of a person hearing and reacting to a scream. That weird look on the face is there. It's like a representation of how it feels to hear somebody scream unexpectedly. Okay, to a degree, it's like, eh, but also I kind of get that. That feels more correct to me. That scream painting has always been kind of odd. 2002, last one for you for this day in history. Gangs of New York, starring Daniel Day-Lewis, Leonardo DiCaprio, Cameron Diaz, and others. If you haven't seen Gangs of New York, it might not be a family holiday movie, but it's definitely cleaner than a lot. That said, I wouldn't lead with clean as its descriptor. Have the right audience setting, have it be the right time, Google a synopsis and be ready for what you're in for there. But really, it's not like it's not disgusting or scary or anything like that. It's just not one that you want the 6-year-old nephew to be watching. So keep an eye out for whether you've got the right audience in mind. But if you do have the right crew and the right time, Gangs of New York, sleeper pick. It's gone kind of under the radar these last few years, I think. But a lot of people sure know that it's great. This has been a very movie-focused peek at this day in history. That's it for this hour for me. We've got country music to carry you until 4 o'clock, which will be our cue to give you a keyword for the Grown Up Gift List statewide text to win contest. It's the last keyword, so have that Civic Media app ready. Ron Ernst Lumber of Fifield is bringing you that Grown Up Gift List statewide text to win contest. You don't want to disappoint him. Get that last keyword in right after I give it to you at about 4:05, 4:10 or so, right here on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
This holiday season, Warga Auto and Truck Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, thanks you for your continued support. With quality pre-owned, well-inspected vehicles, a trusted body shop welcoming all insurance work, towing services, tire sales, and reliable vehicle service, Warga is proud to keep you moving all year long. To their valued customers, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Warga Auto and Truck Center. Here's to safe travels, happy holidays, and a wonderful year ahead.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Ho, 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 Santa here. I'm taking a break from my busy schedule at the North Pole to visit Northwoods Harley-Davidson on Saturday, December 21st from 11 to 2 p.m. Bring the whole family for a free meet and greet with yours truly. Photos and holiday cheer, lots of fun. While you're there, check out Harley-Davidson apparel, accessories, and maybe treat yourself to a shiny new ride for next year. See you at Northwoods Harley-Davidson on U.S. Highway 51 South in Arborvita. Ho, 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 don't miss it.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right, now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts, only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the Grown Up Gift List with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the Grown Up Gift List at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
98Q Country.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar, more than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one-night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's
yours won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from her first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's. Somebody's daughter.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News Government Shutdown Watch. I'm Michelle Franzen. With less than 8 hours before government funding runs out, GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans have an agreement on an alternate plan. That after the president-elect Trump called for Republicans to extend the debt ceiling limit. ABC's Jay O'Brien is on Capitol Hill and says Johnson could separate the measures.
A combination plan. It involves an extension of government funding until March, that $100 billion or so dollars in disaster assistance, and direct aid for farmers in one plan that gets passed under what's called suspension, meaning it gets put on the House floor and it would need support of Democrats in order to pass. That's how Johnson tried to pass his plan B last night. That failed.
More than 3 million government workers would be impacted if a government shutdown occurs at midnight, including TSA and air traffic controllers who would be asked to